Hey guys, welcome to Day by Day Expressions, where we have Drew Klein and Daisy Klein on the podcast for this month, where we're talking about their particular passions in music and in songwriting. And today for both of you guys, I'm going to start with Daisy first and let Drew come in and answer as he wants to. But here's the question I want to ask you today, Daisy, is why is it important to have Christians in the arena of songwriting, music, things like that? Not necessarily Christian artists, but just people who are Christians who are in this world. Why is that? Why should that be important to us as churches, as believers? What do you think?
Right. Music is, you know, very, it really, you know, hits people different, I think. Like, I was looking at it last night, just like, your ears are like the gateway to the heart almost. And just really like how you take things in and how you hear the music, the lyrics you hear, it just really kind of has an influence on you and, you know, maybe things that you've experienced. But especially Christians in, like, the music industry, let alone, you know, apart from the Christian music industry,
right,
you know,
yeah,
the box of it all. But it's so important, I think, for Christians to be in music that's not necessarily Christian music, because God's truth will reflect through our lives no matter what. And, you know, music is so powerful, you know. There's life and death in the tongue, you know, and just so, you know, the things that you say and you write about and the things you listen to and the things you hear, just it all circles back around, you know?
Yeah.
And so it's especially important nowadays. I think the music is so just twisted in some areas. And, you know, I also think about how, you know, Lucifer, Satan, when he was the angel in heaven, he was over worship and music. So, you know, what makes us think that he wouldn't be still doing what he's good at?
Right.
Just flipped, you know,
right, yeah,
to take
yeah
glory away from God.
Yeah.
So I think that's so important to try to, you know, just kind of weave your way in there, I guess, of just really representing God, of who you are and the life that you live.
Yeah.
I think that's going to reflect in your music.
Yeah, absolutely. So much good stuff said there, Drew.
No, I don't know that I can follow it.
The ears are the gateway
right
to the heart.
That's it.
That's incredible. I think, I don't know who said it, but someone said, let whoever write the laws of the nation. I want to write the music.
Uh-huh.
I want to write the lyrics.
Yeah, right.
Because they understood just the subtle impact that music and lyrics have. So how would you answer that question? Because you've been in the industry and you've been around it for all your life. And how have you seen why it's important to have people who are Christians in this arena?
Oh, man. Well, obviously, to be salt and light, and we need believers in every arena,
right,
whether it be sports or government or whatever the case may be. I was thinking as you were saying that, you know, David was in the house of Saul, and Saul was disturbed by some kind of demonic force.
Yeah, yeah.
David just began to play. And something about the beauty of that instrument, the beauty of that music, calmed Saul's heart, and it made a difference. I mean, that's at the highest level of government in Israel.
Yeah.
And so it was important for him to be there. Obviously, God had a plan and was doing a work in David. And at some point, Saul didn't like the song and threw a spear at him. So it can go bad pretty quick.
Yeah.
But it's so important that we reflect. You're talking about truth and beauty. It's all God's. And when we can help people understand that it's all his and that he is the highest form of beauty and glory and truth, then that's when we begin to help them see the truth of the gospel.
Yeah.
But that happens. It's kind of the gateway, if you will, can be how we move people emotionally,
how we
influence and how we connect to people through music or chords, even instrumental music or whatever the case may be. Daisy was talking about the fact that her friends say that she can write in such a way, and I agree, that people go, oh, that's me. I get that.
Yeah.
And that's the beauty of, you know, it's not even necessarily a Christian lyric. It's a common lyric that connects to people.
Yeah.
And then as they know her life and as she writes other things, that can lead people to who Jesus is.
Yeah, so it, you know, I think a lot of times in, you know, particularly in the church, we talk about evangelism, and it is this direct kind of, not confrontational, but it is, you know, and we need that. We've got to have that.
Yep.
And then this is an evangelism to where it's not passive, but it just kind of it starts a step back from, do you know the Lord Jesus Christ? It starts with what I would say is creation, what has been embedded in nature, in mm-hmm. natural things. In Psalm 19, the skies declare the handiwork yes. of God, and music declares the handiwork of God, and
absolutely.
All that stuff. And so it's almost a precursor to evangelism, or a different starting point. Mm-hmm. I think, you know, in that apologetic world where, you know, 20, 30 years ago, you could start with the assumption that everybody believes in God. Mm-hmm. You can't start with that assumption now, but music is a great way mm-hmm. to start that conversation mm-hmm. About where does this come from that
right.
music would move you?
Right.
It can't be a materialistic,
right.
secular thing.
Right.
It's got to be something beyond that.
Right.
And so, Daisy, just to know that you're seeking to connect the truth of who you are in Christ in colorful, artistic, beautiful ways so that other people can see that and resonate with that. That's very encouraging to me. And so all the best in that endeavor as you just continue to pursue this gift that God has given you, all right? So come back. We've got a couple more episodes with Drew and Daisy as we continue to talk about day-by-day expressions.